Okay. Welcome to the June 28th, 2017 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment is comprised of 5 members plus 2 alternates. My name is Patrick Cloutier. I'm vice chair tonight, serving as chair. Also serving as tonight's members are Brad Taylor, Randall Wilder, Betty Petkisic, and Brian White. The purpose of the board is to hear variance requests to zoning ordinance of the City of McKinney. The Board of Adjustment has the authority to make special exceptions to the terms of the zoning ordinance that are consistent with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance. The decision of the Board of Adjustment is final. The decision may only be appealed by petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed within 10 days after the decision is filed in the board office. Our only agenda item this evening is BOA 17-10, conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, and act on a request by Brian Knepp, North Collin County Habitat for Humanity, for a proposed new residential single-family model home, a 3-foot variance from the ordinance from the minimum side at the corner, setback of 15 feet for the property located at 1001 Canal Street in McKinney, Texas. I'd now like to give Mr. Knepp or his representative time to make comments about this item. Please state your name and address for the record, and you have 5 minutes to make your public comment, sir. Yes. Yes. Can you give a statement, Rick? You can give a statement. Yes, sir. Thank you.
For the record, thank you. You'll see it up there. The request has been validated, and the board has the authority to consider the variance request. The state in the application in the June 7th letter to the BOA, this is the 3-foot variance, third variance request. Previous 2-yard variances granted by the board stand on their own approval process. The same consideration applies to this third one. I have noted the previous area setback variances dates on the site plan attached to the application. That's all I have.
Okay.
My name is Bryant Knepp. I'm at 2060 Couch Drive in McKinney. Vice Chair and fellow board members, thanks for having me. This request, like Rick said, this is the third time. This has been a little bit of a troublesome lot for us. One of the things on Canal was there was a capital campaign that took some of the property, and that's why we got some rear and frontage and rear variance, but this side yard. Some of the challenges that we face with some of these properties that acquire in McKinney is just the size of them and then limited models. Because we are not-for-profit serving lower-income families through home ownership, we don't have a huge portfolio of homes, and we're often limited to, you know, 3-4 bedrooms. So that's a situation that we're in. We're doing a lot of work in that area. We have one going on Throckmorton. We're actually building right next door to this one at 1005 Canal. We just set the trusses on it today. So all of you obviously are very familiar with Habitat and what we're trying to do. Been very thankful for the city working with us in the past and hope that will continue. Hate to be a burden, but we're always trying to find that line, like I've told Rick before, that we're trying to accommodate our families in helping them better their lives, and at the same time to abide by all the different rules. And sometimes we just kind of find yourself, and to a certain degree too, I'll take some of the, I'm fairly new to the area. I've been here 9 months, so I'm still kind of learning the ropes, but Rick's been gentle with me and the rest of the staff at the building department. But I think we're doing good work, and again, appreciate the support of the city. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions from the board on this to Mr. Knepp?
Just the one question: will the what appears to be an entry to an old garage, will that be broken up and taken out and the sidewalk built over it?
Typically we don't, but that is something that I sometimes we do have models in our 4 bedrooms that have rear entries, and sometimes those side aprons help. Typically we wouldn't do it just for a cost thing, but that's if that's something that the board would like to see, that's not a deterrent to me.
How that played into the variance, because the variance is from this side, 3 feet, but if you look down at that end,
see it where the sidewalk's just been cut there, and there's an apron for what I guess at one time maybe was a rear entry for a home there years ago. And to really be technical, I'm asking for 3 feet just because a little bit of play. To really be technical about this, I'm really only lacking 6 inches of to fit within that exact, you know, I'm like 15 feet, 6 inches. I asked for the 12 just for a little bit of play. Sometimes my concrete guys don't get it exactly where they're supposed to. So I'm not, 3 is actually a kind of a liberal number, 3 feet.
It appears that, just for discussion purposes, the house next door on Center Street, I know this is supposed to front a canal, but there's a driveway in that one too. So it probably sometime those matched, but I guess it'll be up to the homeowner if that's of any value or not. And if not, then a sledgehammer and a bad attitude.
Yeah, it has served its purpose because I'm right next door at 1005 Canal right now, so it's been nice for me to be able to get into the back of that lot with my lumber and stuff like that. But outside of that, it really serves no purpose. You know, you can see there's really not that much backyard in this house, and that was because of some of the capital improvements on Canal Street a few years back. So it's pretty minimal there. I have a really nice tree in the front, big pecan down here in the corner. So, you know, we do the best we can with these lots, and, you know, still like to give the families a little bit of yard. And sometimes it's the ones that when we're dealing with a corner that it really gets really compact for us. Didn't have any variance issues next door, and it's a 3-bedroom model too. But sometimes these side street setbacks are what give us some of our biggest challenges.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Knapp? The chair will entertain a motion then. Okay.
I'd like to make the motion to approve the variance as presented.
Thank you, Ms. Peck-Isaac. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wilder. Is there any further discussion on this? Okay. All in favor then of granting the variance as requested, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye carries. Unanimous. That will conclude our meeting for tonight. So I thank you.
Thank you. So we need to move to
Do we need to move to adjourn?
Adjourn the meeting.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, second?
I second.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. So now we're adjourned. Sorry about that. I am. You darn right I am. Mr. Taylor.
You gotta get it done their first time. No second chances. Really?
They're remodeling this room?
Oh, okay.
That's what's meeting over at,
The pub?
I was gonna say Hutchins.
You never know about George Phil.
Right.
Small town, local pub.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all for what, all you do. That was a quick meeting.
Yeah.
That's not the quickest.
Father, you just.
Did you get Dad fixed up?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
And I pulled the fuser out of the